This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth mentioned The Stand. It was released in 1994. It was written by Stephen King, and it's 6 hours long. We have an old VHS copy that I bought used here at the farm, and we've watched it a number of times. Gwyneth, I've got some more comments about AIDS, Ebola, Dr. Len Horowitz. Do you have anything you want to say before I jump in?
I just want to give some more practical information about Ebola. If these people from the CDC and other places, the CIA or whatever, think that they're going to escape from their own little monstrous creation, they're quite mistaken. This disease, on average, wipes out 90% of the population. And you can't run from it, and you can't hide from it. And they're inevitably going to be taken down by their own little microscopic Frankenstein. That's all I can say. And some practical information as well. Ebola has actually been recorded on occasions as having an incubation period of up to 12 months before it manifests. And in such cases, it sets up a reservoir in the male gonads in the testicles, and it operates as a sexually transmitted disease in that variant. So that's something that people need to be really, really aware of, is that the Ebola, you know, just because somebody comes, even if they set up a 6-week quarantine, you would not escape all the cases. You know, all of the cases of Ebola would not be filtered out. Even in a 3-month quarantine, it can reside in the gonads, in the testicles, for a year, and it can be spread through sexual intercourse. You know, and it can be spread through sexual intercourse, basically from day one of infection. You know, so the person's not even realizing that they have Ebola. And they go and they find somebody and, I don't know, go out and, you know, they decide to go and have a cup of coffee down in San Antonio. They don't even realize that the guy sitting next to them's got Ebola. He coughs or sneezes on them or, you know, wipes his nose and then touches the coffee cup and then whatever. And, you know, this is the manner of disease. This is how terrifying it is. And then the guy sees his girlfriend later on that day, and then they go and have a good time, and then the girlfriend goes off and, you know, sees her mum and, you know, has a cup of coffee with mum, and then, you know, this is it. It's impossible to contain. And this is why I think that everybody in the class needs to go out and buy, if you can read a novel, then read the novel of The Stand. Otherwise, go and watch the movie of The Stand, because it shows the playbook of how this thing is going to unfold. And incidentally, in The Stand, the disease actually does come from a U.S. Black Ops site. And it's the guard on the gate that carries it. Because hang on, I've got a dog incident.
Okay, let me take.
we've got pups at the moment at our.
Do you need to go?
We've got a litter of puppies. No, it's fine. They've resolved it. Probably one of the dogs was, you know, just getting a bit too close to the litter of puppies, and the mother, you know, decided that was too close to the litter of puppies. So that's what that, you know, was in the background. But they seem to have resolved it. So, but anyway, that's how it is. Okay. You're going to have an Ebola outbreak in the United States. You cannot have that many people coming across from the Congo and Angola into the United States and avoid it. Because, like I say, it's going to be that sort of scenario. Okay? It's impossible to contain. At this level.
Okay, so I mentioned Dr. Leonard Horowitz. So who is he? Well, he's a Harvard-educated dentist. And back in the 1980s, AIDS was not even a word. We didn't know what it was. And all of a sudden, there was this mysterious disease. It started making the news. And it seemed like people who went to the dentist could get AIDS. So don't go to the dentist because you'll get AIDS. Do you remember hearing anything like that, Gwyneth?
I remember the rumor that you could catch it off toilet seats.
Correct.
That was another one.
Correct, but also you could get it from going to the dentist. So the dental village was kind of in a panic because people were saying, well, if you go to the dentist, you can get AIDS. So sales were down in the dental village. So the dental village hired Dr. Len Horowitz to figure out what was going on. Why? Because he's an educated dentist, he's a researcher, and he was willing to get to the bottom of it. And this is what he told me. I mean, I didn't read this. This is what he told me when he and I and Mrs. Finelli and our children were just Dr. Horowitz and the Finellis. So I'm paraphrasing because this was over 20 years ago, but it's pretty darn close to being absolutely accurate. So he did the research and he figured out that AIDS and Ebola were man-made. He also figured out how it was spread and why people were afraid of going to the dentist. Because there was a dentist by the name of David Acker, or Acer. A-C-E-R is how it's spelled. And this guy had HIV, this dentist. And it's believed that he knew he was going to die, and he wanted to get the word out, and he was frosted. He was frosted that he got AIDS. So to make this really public, he decided to take down six, S-I-X, of his patients. And allegedly what he did, as I was told, was he withdrew his own blood. And he had it in his lab coat, you know, like the white lab coat that dentists wear. And he had a gal in his dental chair by the name of Kimberly Ann Bergalis, B-E-R-G-A-L-I-S. You can all look this up. And so she was in the dental chair, open wide. And people open wide and close their eyes. That's what you do when you're at the dentist. And he took the syringe of his own blood and injected it. You know, I guess it was probably
anesthetic. They were getting the anesthetic.
Well, probably they did get the anesthetic first. Then they got the Acker blood.
Blood injection.
Yep. And they all died of AIDS.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's where this came from. Don't go to the dentist because you'll get AIDS. And it caused a real stir. Such a stir that Dr. Horowitz was hired to figure out what this was all about And that's what he figured out. And that's where Henry Kissinger and the rest of the contract to create this disease was discovered. There literally was a contract.
As I recall, he got himself into quite a bit of trouble with Henry Kissinger, didn't he? Kissinger didn't like him.
I would say that's probably right, but he didn't tell me that. But he did, Dr. Horowitz did tell me that he had to go on the run.
Yeah.
Okay, something else he told me that is probably, well, I don't think it's private information, but it's not well known. Well, let's share it right here. And I don't think Dr. Horowitz would mind. As a matter of fact, I probably ought to call him up and invite him on the broadcast. So here it is. So Dr. Horowitz was a family guy. And he gave seminars like I used to in public. And he would travel across the country giving these seminars. And he would invite his wife and his children to travel with him, which I do as well. And one of those seminars was in New York City. He had his children, his two girls with him, and his wife, and they were in the hotel room while he was speaking. And as little girls do, they were kind of bouncing on the bed, and one of them slipped and fell. I guess maybe using the bed as a makeshift trampoline.
Yeah.
Something that they may or may not have done at home. Slipped and fell and hurt her arm. So Dr. Horowitz's wife brought the children to the hospital to see if an arm was broken or what really happened, x-rays, that kind of thing. And during the intake procedure, the nurse says, okay, y'all up on your shots? Oh, no. No, we don't buy that. We don't buy that that you need to have shots because, well, frankly, we know that immunizations are dangerous, so no. So what happened was, instead of lying, she told the truth. Immediately, the children were taken.
Oh, my gosh.
By the government. They were kidnapped by the government for their own good. And surgery or whatever was going to be performed without the parents' consent because the parents didn't get their children immunizations.
Oh, my gosh.
True story. Now, I don't know how it worked out, but I do know that it took several days for Dr. Horowitz to get his children released to him and his wife. So here's,
that's disgusting.
Oh, it's absolutely true.
It doesn't surprise me, Dad.
Uh-huh, right. So here is the lesson to be learned. When a person is asked by one of these government employees, do you get all your shots, your immunizations, you up to speed, how about the dogs, the cats, everybody all set? Think about what you're going to say. Because now you know the truth about what happened to Dr. Leonard Horowitz's children as a result of telling the truth. So you might want to think about how you're going to answer that. Because they're allowed to lie to you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And, Gwyneth, I've got some more information that is absolutely terrifying. Do you want to move into that, or do you have something else you'd like to say?
I'll just say a comment of what I normally say when doctors ask me if my children are vaccinated. I say, well, listen, it's like this. When I was at the University of Melbourne, I studied, amongst other things, epidemiology. And I learned about the HeLa cell line. And I learned that most of the vaccines were cultivated on HeLa cell lines. And I'm not happy to have these cell lines injected into my children. And normally that shuts them up. And but if you want to know what the HeLa cell line is, there was a woman who lived a while back, and her name was called Henrietta Lacks. And she had an extremely virulent form of cancer, and her samples were taken from her body after her death, and they have been incorporated into just about every vaccine out there. And they're cancer cells. And every doctor out there, every doctor that you'll ever meet, they all know about the HeLa cell line. They all know that it's in the vaccines, and many of these doctors will not even allow their own children to be vaccinated. That's my personal response. Or I could say mercury salts. I could say aborted baby parts. all of which are, you know, good reasons to not vaccinate your children. And that's normally what I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing you could say, class, it doesn't hold as much water as it used to, is you could say it's against our religion.
You don't have to
state what religion. So if your child is going to the public training camp and you've decided that, well, maybe that's the best way to go, which I don't think it is. I think it's the worst way to go. But if you've decided that that's going to happen and they say, okay, y'all got your vaccines, you can say it's against our religion. And in many cases, it still holds water, but not all. And that's what we did. When our son wanted to go to see what high school might be like because he'd never been to school, he wanted to try it. Boy, they just pressured us, and I finally said, well, does he have all his vaccines? Oh, yeah, he's got all the vaccines he's going to get. Yep, he's got them. Prove it. Tell you what. We're not going to do that. We're going to use a religious exemption. It's against our religion to be vaccinated. That stopped it cold right there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always
work. And you know something? You can say it's against your religion to have aborted baby parts injected into your children.
Yeah, and you don't have to say what religion. You know, you could be the with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or you could be Roman Catholic or Dutch Reformed or Presbyterian, whatever. Okay, but they cannot ask you. You can just say it's against our religion. Period.
Yep.
And they'll probably ask you to sign some documents saying that. You sign this, it's like one sentence. That's it. That's good for me. So I have a book in front of me. Mrs. Finelli had read it. It's called Ice Hunt. ICEHUNT, James Rollins. And in the back of the book, I want to read this. Normally, I just don't do this. I don't think I've ever done it. But here it goes. And this is a novel. And at the end of the book, it says, author's note. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm just going to read just the part that's important. Quote, lastly, a comment on one detail that I thought would be the hardest for folks to believe. Could the United States, along with Russia, be involved with something as heinous as secret human experimentation? In the novel, Admiral Petrov states his case based on historic facts, but even he barely scratches the surface of the truth. So as a cautionary note, let me end this book by documenting a partial list of historical abuses collated and copyrighted by Health News Network, healthnewsnet.com. And I'm going to tell you what these are. I'm going to tell you about 10 of them, maybe a few more. I'll tell them to you quickly. You're going to want to get sick. Please don't touch that dial. And I'm not kidding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another reprieve granted to the last remaining abortion clinic in the state of Missouri. A judge says that Planned Parenthood facility in St. Louis can stay open for now. A Planned Parenthood doctor there, Colleen McNicholas, says,
the fact that we are here before you today to proclaim this temporary victory is a testament to the fight that we will continue, that our entire community will continue to have access to abortion.
The judge also ruling that the state's Department of Health and Senior Services must decide on the license renewal for the facility no later than Friday, June 21st. Donald Trump Jr. currently meeting with the Senate Intelligence Committee behind closed door, his second appearance before that panel in relation to the special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, class, here we go. Gwyneth, feel free to jump in at any time. There's actually 15 of these. I counted them. 1932, the Tuskegee syphilis study begins. 200 black men diagnosed with syphilis are never told of their illness. They're denied treatment and instead are used as human guinea pigs. They all subsequently die from syphilis.
Oh,
1935. The pellagra incident. After millions of individuals died from pellagra over a span of 2 decades, U.S. Public Health Service finally acts to stem the disease. The director of the agency admits it had known for at least 20 years that pellagra is caused by a niacin deficiency, but failed to act since most of the deaths occurred within poverty-stricken black populations. Number three. 400 prisoners in Chicago are infected with malaria in order to study the effects of new and experimental drugs to combat the disease. Nazi doctors later on trial at Nuremberg cite this American study to defend themselves. So we infected 400 prisoners in Chicago with malaria in 1940 to study it. 1945, Operation Paperclip. United States Department of the Army, Intelligence, and the CIA recruit Nazi scientists and offer them immunity and secret identities in exchange for work on top secret government projects. 1947, the CIA begins its study of LSD as a potential weapon. Human subjects, both civilian and military, are used with and without their knowledge. 1950, number six. In an experiment to determine how susceptible American city would be to a biological attack, the U.S. Navy sprays a cloud of bacteria from ships over San Francisco. Many residents become ill with pneumonia-like symptoms. Number seven, 1956. The U.S. military releases mosquitoes infected with yellow fever over Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida. Following each test, Army agents posing as public health officials test the victims for effects. That's two lies. One, they released infected mosquitoes, and two, they posed as public health officials. Two lies. You get the kind of drift of what's happening here. Number eight, 1965. Prisoners at the Holmesburg State Prison in Philadelphia are subject to dioxin, a highly toxic chemical component of Agent Orange used in Vietnam. The men are later studied for the development of cancer. Number 9, 1966. U.S. Army dispenses Bacillus subtilis, variant Niger, N-I-G-E-R, throughout the New York City subway system. More than a million civilians are exposed when Army scientists drop light bulbs filled with bacteria onto ventilation grates. Would you say that the U.S. Army attacked subway riders in New York City? I guess you would. Number 10, 1990, more than 1,500 six-month-old black and Hispanic babies in Los Angeles are given experimental measles vaccine that had never been licensed for use in the United States. CDC later admits that parents were never informed that the vaccine being into their children was experimental. Number 11, 1994, Senator John D. Rockefeller issues a report revealing that for at least 50 years, the Department of Defense has used hundreds of thousands of military personnel in human experiments and for the intentional exposure to dangerous substances. Make sure that you get your child to the recruitment officer of your local high school for experimentation. That was 1994. Number 12. 1995, U.S. government admits that it had offered Japanese war criminals and scientists who had performed human medical experiments salaries and immunity from prosecution in exchange for data on biological warfare research. Number 13, 1995. Dr. Garth Nicholson uncovers evidence that the biological agents used during the Gulf War had been manufactured in Houston, Texas, and Boca Raton, Florida, and tested on prisoners in the Texas Department of Corrections. Y'all hear that right? Number 14. The Department of, 1996, the Department of Defense admits Desert Storm soldiers were exposed to chemical agents. 1997, this is the last one, number 15. 88 members of Congress sign a letter demanding an investigation into the bioweapons use and Gulf War syndrome. That's it. So, governments are involved in experimentation on who? Us. People who use the subway. People who live in cities. People who are prisoners. People who have diseases. So imagine. Imagine you contract a disease and you think you're getting treated at the hospital. And really what they're doing is, let's see how cool this disease is. Let's see how well it works. Let's see how long it takes for these people to die. Am I exaggerating? No.
That's just disgusting. Mm-hmm. And that's not even getting into the fluoridation of the water supplies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And the contamination of the food and the water and the air, which is all done on purpose as a genocide against us all.
Yeah.
We live out in the middle of nowhere, and the government is putting a water line in, and my son said, "Mum, I can't understand it. There's very few people live out here. Why are they putting a water line through?" And I said, "It's to poison us, son. It's so that they can put fluoride in the water to make us all dumb and stupid."
And he probably has a real tough time.
To it.
And he probably has a really tough time believing that that's what you said is true. How could that be true? How could they want to poison us? You know, when I was of draft age, when I was at the university during the Vietnam conflict, people actually believed that the United States government would equip our military, our soldiers, our people in uniform, our people in combat, with the best food, the best weapons, the best intel, the best armor vests, the best of everything, so that our side would prevail. Who would have ever thought that they would be using people on our team as military experiments? Let's see how cool this stuff is. Let's see if it really works. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And I know I was at a graduation, a college graduation. It was sickening, absolutely sickening. So they have the history class, the arts class, the scientists, the computer information technology people, you know, all of the different classes that they taught, graduating, you know, stand up, this class, that class, and so forth. And they all got cheers, but nothing like those who have volunteered to be experimented on by the military. Now, those guys got great cheers. I couldn't believe it. It was sickening. Absolutely sickening that these GDP parents were thinking, this is great. My son's going to be a real hero. You know, he might come back without an arm or a leg or an eye, or he might come back without his mind. He might come back with cancer, but that's okay because he's going to fight for us. They've been duped and brainwashed. And how many people didn't cheer for those guys? Well, it'd be just one family. Only one family didn't cheer because I couldn't believe that they had the recruitment officer, the cheerleader for the death squad. It was awful. Think about that. So you've got a guy walking around in uniform looking real sharp, whether it be the U.S. Army, the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Air Force, the Marines, they all look real sharp in their uniforms, and you can travel and see the world. And they don't tell these young people, and you might get shot at, and we might spray you with some chemicals, and you know, you probably get cancer, and we're going to put you in harm's way, you know, starting day one, including boot camp. You know, people get killed in boot camp because what happens to these young people is so horrible that some of them want to get out so badly that they risk their lives and get killed. Or if you try to resist, that drill sergeant may just slam you down so hard that you die. We've talked about that on the air. We've had former military explain what happens in boot camp. And if I recall correctly, six people died while our military instructor was in boot camp. In his group, in his training group, six died.
That's right.
How's
that's
happen?
Not even including the live fire exercises.
Right. Right. So, these are being... These are young people who are so afraid of what's happening to them that they try to escape and they run across the runway at night and get run over by an airplane. Or the drill sergeant says, boy, and he slams one of them down and he hits his head on the toilet, the porcelain toilet, and dies. That kind of stuff. It's time that parents wake up and stop allowing their children to be experimented upon. In the public training camp, at the doctor's office, in the hospitals, and in the military. I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who has been involved in combat who hasn't been affected. Everyone. Everyone who's been in combat has been affected. That's where post-traumatic disorders come from. Traumatic. Terrifying. Frightening. Wet your pants awful. You think when we stormed the beaches at Normandy and our guys were under fire and they had to use the facilities that it was time out? Those guys wet and pooped in their pants and kept on going. And that's the reality. I'm not making it up. I talk to them. I know it's true. And even guys that didn't want to poop in their pants did it. Because it was that horrifying. Imagine. Imagine being between the ship, the landing craft, the water, and enemy fire. And where do you go? There's no place to go. No place. If you go left, you might get shot. If you go right, you might get shot. If you stay still, you might get shot. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Real short announcements. Number one, I wanted to thank Rich Sheban for filling in for me yesterday so I could get some farming done. Rich, I really appreciate that. Tomorrow, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is going to be with me. And on Friday, Captain John Reagan and I are going to be talking about tips and tricks and how we can do things better. Things that I'll tell you about things I actually do. Third is there was a news report about Planned Parenthood in Missouri. And they say that they're going to continue the fight to continue murder. So is it Planned Parenthood or is it planned murder? I think it's planned murder. And I checked, you know, I was curious. So where are our ratings today? I just checked. So we're sandwiched between the Rick and Bubba show and the WINS, which is news radio in New York City. So we're sandwiched right between a comedy show and a news show. Can you imagine that? I've never heard Rick and Bubba, but it's a syndicated comedic radio program based in Birmingham, Alabama. So, you know, we're doing almost as well as that. I can't believe it. I just can't believe the GDP. And I want to thank those who know me personally and send me emails and tell me how disgusted with the topics that USA Prepares talks about are. You know, like when I... Maybe I should read this. Here's a... This is from a guy I know. Question mark, question mark. I listened for 10 sec till I heard the word tractor. I guess what he's trying to tell me is that he was willing to give us 10 seconds, but when he heard me talk about tractors and the hydraulic fluid, the greatest fraud ever perpetrated against the American farmer, he tuned out. Do me a favor. Save yourself that heart attack. Don't listen to USA Prepares. If we bother you, have a nice day. Go do something you really enjoy. And don't bother yourself with the anger that you develop while you're listening to USA Prepares. That's my prescription. Gwyneth, any comments about any of the things that I've been saying?
Well, I just want to say that I hope those people go out and ignore absolutely everything that we've just said today. And I hope that they go and have a nice bus trip down to San Antonio. Because, you know, if they're going to ignore what we said, we're saying stay away from San Antonio. Stay away from these cities and towns, especially when busloads of Africans show up, because they are coming from disease-ridden areas. You know?
And let me make
sure. That's not a racist comment, that's a statement of fact. And if they're going to ignore what we say, then they're going to end up getting Ebola, which we absolutely do not want them to get Ebola. And that's why we do these broadcasts. But if they're going to ignore us, then they're probably going to get Ebola, and they're probably going to have a short life. And that's a real shame. And but, you know, what can you do? Because if people are going to ignore what we say, we're just standing there, you know, on a rooftop shouting out that, you know, you should not do this because it's dangerous. And if people, you know, think we're idiots and go on and do behavior X, Y, Z anyway, then we can't help that, can we, Vincent?
No, we can't. And I got to tell you that one of the saddest things I ever heard on this broadcast was when I was with my dear friend, Captain John Reagan. And I'm paraphrasing, and I said to Captain John Reagan, John, you've been to the meetups, you've presented many times at the meetups in Springfield, Missouri. We did those for 5 years. Every week for 5 years, we've done presentations. He's been at many of them as a speaker as well as someone in the restaurant. He's been to the Get Prepared Expos as a speaker. He's been on the radio with me for years. He's traveled and spoken in person at other events besides ours. He's written a book called The Financial State of the Union. He's got a website called thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. So my question to Captain John Reagan was, John, so you've been teaching, you've been talking to people, you've been warning them, you've been telling them that they need to get prepared. How many people in all these years, because he and I have been together about 8 years on this project, I'm talking about the things that we do at USA Prepares. If you call out a project, he and I have been together about 8 years doing this. So I said, about how many people have you reached and gotten prepared and gotten them seriously motivated and moving on preparing for themselves? The answer was nobody. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the heartbreak? All that wasted time. And I'm wondering if my success rate is, running par with his.
Well, people I'll say, tell you what, Vincent. Ultimately, it's about us networking with each other.
You bet. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much for staying up late in Australia to be with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.